I have a studio in an artist building in San Francisco, and I have, it's an 800 square foot loft. It's all basically one big room with one little separated sort of back room that's like a closet in the back. But I have a sleeping loft that is above my, where I have my, the workstation where I do my sound recording and editing. Excuse me. So I record in Pro Tools and edit sound. And then above there's a loft, and I have my bed up there. And then I have the open part of the room. I have space where I can set up what I do in my live performance and rehearse and try projecting video if I need to. And I have another little desk where I do more administrative work and work with my database and doing letters and writing grants and that kind of stuff. And it's all kind of in one room.
But so you don't live there.
I do live there.
You do live
there? Yeah.
So you live inside?
I live, I sleep up. Mm-hmm. On the loft, and down below I work, and then I have a kitchen. I have a kitchen at one end. In my drawing, you'll be able to see, it's like one, it's just kind of a long room, and one end of the room along one side wall is the, there's a sink and, the, you know, like a little range, and I can cook in it.
And you say it's an artist living, so is there a collective moment? How do, or collective renting or buying of houses?
We have basically, as a community, we lease the top two floors of a building, and the bottom floor is all like light industrial. Like there's somebody's cabinet maker. There's a caterer. There's some different businesses downstairs, but the top two floors are all artist studios, and there's painters, and one person is a textile. She works with textiles, and she has looms, and I can hear her looms going clack, 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 and there's a woman who's a tap dancer and teaches tap dancing. There's a clown, and he does like kind of clowning and performance and kind of almost like buto performance, and lots of visual artists, lots of painters, and a couple of people who are working in media. And so we lease the top two floors, and then we pay ourselves rent, and you know, we just cover the expenses of the building. We have meetings once a like once a quarter to make decisions about how we're going to repair the roof or the elevator, or, you know.
But how someone can join the community? It's like, it's friends of friends of friends, or is
It's when the when a studio becomes available because somebody moves out, that person will sell the improvements they made to the next person who moves in, and who the person who moves in is decided by the community. So when there's an opening, it gets posted in the local arts, you know, publications, and then people come around and they have to meet everybody in the community, and then there's a consensus meeting. They have to come and show their work and show that they're, you can only live there if you're an actual working artist, and you, and, the, and you have to both live and work in your space. And so then the community votes on which of the people who is applying gets the space.
Okay, thank you.